And we are back. That time of the week where we do car reviews. We switch over, kind of do Rush to Reason and Drive Radio at the same time. We're going to squeeze two in today, Richard, so we'll be careful of our time. But let's get started. 2026 Toyota Sequoia.
Yes, Dad, this is the 2026 Toyota Sequoia Capstone, which basically, Dad, is the creme de la creme, right? This is the top-of-the-line model. It gives you everything: heated and ventilated front seats, massaging front seats, standard captain's chairs in the second row, heated and ventilated captain's chairs to go along with it. You've got some lot of standard tech. The surround view camera system is there. This has got the iForce Max engine in it, Dad, which we've talked about several times. And we'll just say, obviously, it's a hybrid system, and it combines kind of the best of both worlds, right? It's a dual turbo hybrid system, so you get some of that instantaneous torque that you love on a hybrid, Dad, or an electric vehicle, combined with the turbo engine, and it works really, really well. The one thing I'll say is this, Dad, and this is, I'm just going to get to it. That means it does or does not mean that you get great fuel economy, because the old Sequoias, Dad, as you and I know, had pretty awful fuel economy with the old V8s in them. Mm-hmm. I will say this, they've improved the power aspect of the Sequoias immensely. However, they haven't fixed the fuel economy piece of it. Mm. And what I mean by that is they're saying that they're going to get 19 or 20 miles, 22 miles per gallon. I'll be honest, Dad, I was probably closer to 15 to 16. So instead of about 400 miles worth of range, I'm actually probably a little bit closer to the 330 miles of range. Now, is that a preventer of me buying this car, or this SUV, I should say? Absolutely not. It's a fantastic SUV, was able to put the family in it, drive around. It's got seating for seven. Behind the third row is not a lot. You're definitely going to feel at times like you're lacking, like you need some different, maybe you need to put that third row down or part of that third row, or maybe you need a little bit extra room. It does have kind of this cool shelving system in the back, Dad, where you can kind of take out a piece of the floor and kind of create like a two-tier shelf in the back, which just gives you a little bit more options in terms of utility. But outside of that, again, if you've got that third row up, I'll be honest, it's going to be hard-pressed to get some soccer balls, some soccer bags, sport bags, things like that in it. However, this car feels large, Dad, which is a good thing. And what I mean by that is it doesn't feel super tight and congested on the inside like some of these SUVs do. The way that this car drives does not feel like you're driving a boat. And again, if you've driven Sequoias in the past,
they have felt that way in the past.
It has felt that way, right? Kind of feels like you're driving this really this is not that way with the 2026 Toyota Sequoia Capstone. It just does a tremendous job at kind of combining these different features. My wife even commented on it. My kids commented on it. It was just a really nice car to sit in, especially this Capstone. It's got retractable running boards. You can turn those off, on and off. It's got a lot of other features on it that you'd want. As far as the ride goes, Dad, I was really impressed. It was quiet on the inside. It's got acoustic glass on the front side windows to minimize wind and road noise.
Okay.
There is a dark American walnut wood grain trim that's got a backlit Capstone logo on it, the 14-inch multimedia display, 10-inch color heads-up display, 22-inch dark alloy wheels. I could kind of go on and on with the different specifications. That I'll say that in the large SUV category, and that's what this vehicle is, I think it competes really well. Price point, Dad, again, this is kind of the creme de la creme. You can get a Sequoia, the SR5 category, down for about $65,000 starting at. This Capstone, Dad, with everything that was on it, was about $90,000. So a really wide range, and depending on the features that you're looking for, I think you can kind of get a vehicle outfitted however you would like, right? If you wanted all the luxury features, if you wanted maybe a little bit of a step down, if you wanted some more off-road, Toyota's kind of got all of the different options that way, and I'd encourage people to go check them out. But they've really done a tremendous job on it, and to me, the only con is just the overall size of the fuel tank. I just felt like with a little bit of driving I had to do over the weekend, I had to kind of fill up a little bit more than I would like. But outside of that, folks, if you've got a larger family, more than, four or five, I would highly encourage you to check this vehicle out. Head to your local Toyota dealer. Test drive it, because I really think you're going to want to put your family in it. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.